Hey, it's Emily. Can we have a heart-to-heart real quick? I just wanted to let you know that I see you. And gosh, I know that you've tried every diet and you're just over dieting in general, right? And maybe you've been a longtime listener of the show and have implemented some of the habit hacks I've shared here, but you just haven't been able to be consistent due to, well, life and overwhelm. It's not your fault your habits haven't been sticking for you. You just need to do them differently. You need a habit strategy catered towards you, a busy working mom who knows the value of taking care of her health. But you just need a simple system to create habits that don't feel overwhelming and give you back the energy you need and deserve. So it's time to take action, and this is it. You know, my years of being a fitness professional and training moms in particular, I saw a gap between knowing, that we need to work out, eat healthy, and talk nice to ourselves, and actually doing it. Our day-to-day life is just so unexpected due to the invisible load that we carry that it has just been impossible to make your healthy habits stick. That's where the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course comes into play. I created my signature program with you in mind, ensuring you'll finish it. It's an audio course, and I know you'll be able to complete it on the go in the car pickup line or even taking a shower. In just 10 episodes that you can easily binge in just a day or two, you'll leave with a 21-day plan to build momentum in your habits and feel good in your favorite leggings too. And this is all without dieting. Now, this is higher level habit strategy where we dig deeper into my atomic habit hacking system for women to address diet culture mentality, emotional eating, time and family challenges with food, chaos, disorganization, confidence, self-care, consistency and sustainability in your workouts and time and convenience habit hacks, and so much more. This is based off of research, client testimonials, and conversations with you all as far as your biggest healthy habit challenges that you have. We will cover it in the pod course. Plus, I just added two bonus trainings and 150 habit loops to help inspire you to create your own. And we even do bi-monthly group coaching calls when you need my eyes on your habit loops to help you continue taking action. Now, you'll leave with my habit hacking trifecta 21-day plan that is going to give you the confidence that you can make your habits stick and train for life and really just fall in love with the process of making your health an automatic habit that you don't even have to think about even more. And since I love my podcast listeners so much, and to celebrate you, I want to give you $20 off of the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course. Just go to bit.ly/healthyhabitspodcourse and just use the code podcast at checkout to get $20 off. It's linked in the show notes for you as well. I am so rooting for you, girlfriend. Okay, let's get into the show. Hey friend, welcome to Self Transformed, a podcast dedicated to transforming your health in less time and guilt-free through the power of habit hacking. I'm your host, Emily Nichols, behavior change specialist, fitness and Whole30 coach, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. Hey, I know the struggle is real when it comes to taking care of you. I too am a working mom who felt physically and emotionally drained, but lacked the time and confidence to actually make myself a priority. Creating habit strategies around my health was the key to help me finally create a consistent, healthy lifestyle that doesn't feel hard. I'm now on a mission to equip you with those same sustainable habit hacks to help transform your life from the inside out, guilt-free. Together, we will simplify your health into daily habits that don't feel like another thing on your long to-do list, but rather consistent actions that add up to a massive transformation that will stick through all seasons of your life. So if you're ready to habit hack your health and create your own self-transformation, then let's do this. Hey gang, welcome to Habit Hack Thursday, where I share a quick tip to help you create a new habit in not a lot of time. And usually these are focused around our fundamental needs. Today is kind of focused around our mindset, asking ourselves, is this true when those self-limiting beliefs start creeping in? Let's get into it. Oh, first, before I get into today's episode, I just Googled, because I didn't feel like counting. It's a new month. You know, we're in the last quarter of the year. There's 87 days left until 2023. Eee! So if that makes you feel like some type of feeling like, ah, then let's talk and get you started with self-transform you. If you're like me, I don't want to wait till the new year to take care of myself. I've been on my own re-evaluated wellness journey since the beginning of August, which I've shared over the past couple of months during our confidence series, and I'll be sharing more here in the next couple of weeks, as well as I've been doing something, and I'm going to surprise you and tell you what it is here in a couple of weeks that I didn't share with you before. But if you want to take care of yourself now, start creating healthy habits, then let's get you started with Self-Transform You. This is my signature four-week program where you're able to build your own health plan backed by proven habit strategy. You know, I kind of help you fill in the gaps, right? I give you what we need to do, like the mindset, losing the guilt, food freedom plan, all the way up to movement, what to do when you're in a new season of life or you lose that motivation or those habits just aren't serving you anymore. This is a course you can go through at any time, self-paced. You can get it at self-transformyou, the letter u.com. I give you homework. There's a whole workbook to do each week. Honestly, it should only take you like 45 minutes each week to watch the video to then do the homework each week, because I strongly believe and taking action, not just listening and being like, oh yeah, this is great, I should do this. Like, no, taking action. And by the end of the 4 weeks, you have your own plan. So I've created it in a way that's not very overwhelming, right? But however, if you need some more help, you can enroll in Self-Transform You Next Level, where I provide one-on-one coaching for you throughout the program. I like walk you through it, friend. I walk you through it. So go to self-transformyou.com. Get in on Self-Transform You, either the course or STU Next Level, if you want to work one-on-one, and let's start your transformation now instead of waiting for 2023. Now, let's get into today's habit hack. I don't know about you, but I have to really check the way I talk to myself sometimes. I have a lot of self-limiting beliefs that creep in sometimes. You know, this week has been really challenging for me. I lost my grandmother the week before. I love her so much. I am a believer. I know she's in heaven with my grandpa and she's no longer in pain. And as much sadness as it is her leaving this earth and her body, I know she is watching over us and I just love her so much. However, I'm in the midst of launching something new. You'll find out here in the next couple of weeks. I can't wait to share it with you. If you've been on some habit hacking calls with me, you know, I've kind of given you a little preview of what's coming. If you want to hop on a free call with me, you can actually book that at bit.ly/free-call-with-Emily. If you want to hop on a quick habit hacking call with each other, I do this a few times a month. It's just 15 minutes, just learning about what your biggest habits challenges are right now and how we can kind of help strategize that for you. It's so fun. I love talking to you all. But that's kind of delayed some of the logistical things I've been having to do to get that started. And I am just all in my feelings now. Like, who am I to think I could do this by myself? I'm overwhelmed. I'm not smart enough. Blah, 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 blah. And today's habit hack is something I suggest to my clients. I'm like, girl, you need to listen to your own advice. It's stopping and asking yourself when those self-limiting beliefs start creeping in is to seriously ask yourself out loud, say it out loud, write it out, or even just think it out and say, is this true? This is the one question to ask yourself when self-limiting beliefs start to creep in. Is this true? You know, like I said, I'm not good enough. Someone's going to be mad at me if I do this. Someone's going to be mad if I don't do this. I'm letting everyone down. I can't commit to any type of health plan. I'm always quitting, blah, 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 blah. When you stop and really say, like, is this really true? Most of the time you're like, No, like especially, with me being all up in my feelings the past week and just feelings of overwhelm, I'm like, no, this is not true. I've launched plenty of things in the past for the business and I know what to do. I actually work better under pressure and last minute, so I know I'll get it done. And plus, I'm putting it out there. So, hello, accountability. But this question is based on Byron Katie's book, The Work. Melissa Urban, the co-founder of the Whole30, is who has recommended this book to me in the past. I love this. It's just a little bit of cognitive therapy or self-inquiry to ask yourself, is this true? So the next time you find those thoughts start creeping in, stop and ask yourself, is this true? Now, Byron Katie actually digs in deeper. She has four questions. I just want you to focus on, is this true? But the other three is, number one is this true? The second one is, can you absolutely know that it's true? Number three, how do you react when you believe that thought? And number four, who would you be without the thought? Ooh, those are good. So those are digging even deeper into your own self-inquiry. But just starting with, is this true? Most of the time, it's going to stop you in your tracks and make you flip the script. So after you ask yourself, is this true? You can check out Byron Katie's book, The Work, if you want to dig deeper into those other questions. But I want you to just to focus on, is this true? Write it out, say it out loud, and then flip the script. Like right now, I'm like, I'm not smart enough to set up this new system. And I'm like, girl, you've set up so many things and figured it out on your own. You need to take a break and come back to it. I was really irritable last week, yesterday, because I didn't get to go outside and do a walk because I was just nose to the laptop. And I don't like being like that all day, but this was a project I had to get done. And I dug deep into my own self-limiting beliefs. And I was knew I was going to record this episode today. So I actually stopped myself and all the things I was asking myself. I'm like, is this true? I'm like, no. And actually, I felt a lot better and I was a lot more productive on the other side. So just a quick little habit hack for you. So every time that happens, ask yourself, is this true? See how you'll feel on the other side. In most cases, the lies you are telling yourself can be flipped into what the actual truth is just by asking yourself, is this true? All right, my friend, sending you a great big hug. I hope today's habit hack was useful for you. Let me know how it goes asking yourself, is this true? And I'll catch up with you next week. Hey girl, real quick before you go, if you want some free motivation texted to you every week from me to help you habit hack your health, send me your favorite emoji to 773-904-2157 and sign up for my weekly pump up text. I can't wait to catch up with you there. Hey, and if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way, more mamas can also find the show. Then you can even email me a screenshot of your review, and I'll send you either a Starbucks gift card or give you a free habit hacking call with me live on the podcast. Love and appreciate you, friend. I'll see you next time.